Okay, we're live. Yakov Elievich. Slav Monkey. It's actually my brother. Slavic Monkey is such a good way to describe me. It's kind of unbelievable. Like jarring juxtaposition of being good at chess and then just like drinking and like farting all day. That's it. Good. Did some gaming at 6 a.m. like a classic.
Ooh, what game?
What you think?
I got Morrowind Persona. On my computer. No.
Yeah. Morrowind? Oh, yeah, that's good. It's like,
Time to buy money.
I need to go buy money type game.
You go buy some money, though.
Mm-hmm. Just walking very slowly everywhere.
Swam has appeared in the chat and said he is disappointed.
Yeah, he tried taking me on a fishing trip in Minecraft. But I was like, I gotta go stream.
Alright, Lotus, tells us what's been up in your life.
Literally nothing. I've just been filming as usual. How about you, Vic?
I got my passport done today. I'll go get it in like a week.
For what?
Retrieve it. For going on a trip to Mexico.
Why are you going to Mexico?
Because we all go to Mexico. Because we all want to die.
Yeah, that's a good answer too.
Yeah, boy.
God. Because who isn't going to Mexico?
Because I got married and Sophia's parents are billionaires.
Wait.
Basically, that's the explanation.
No.
Wait, what?
No. No. They're not yet. Okay.
They're like not. Oh my gosh.
I'm like not even rich.
I'm so.
I'm like middle class.
Wait, but are you actually going to Mexico, or?
Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll see if it's doable. The freaking passport stuff here takes, like, somehow longer to get it renewed. So it might be later, or, I don't know, maybe you guys could just come here. I don't know.
Then wouldn't I have to get all types of bimbo gas?
Ooh, I don't know.
I hope not.
You can just say you've already been bimbified and cisified.
Can I do that? Is that lying? Can I tell them I've been bimbified? Or, and I won't get raped by the government? Because they want to bimbify me and I won't let that happen, obviously. But
yeah.
Can I avoid getting bimbified to go to America? Because that'd be cool, though.
Whoopsie.
Oh,
you're gonna die in 5 seconds alert. Popped off.
Yeah, inject the bimbo gas. You'll die of withdrawals in 5 seconds. I don't know, it's here.
Yeah, injecting gas. That's something everybody does.
Yes. It's actually good. You need a little bit of air in the syringe anytime you get
that's
an injection.
All the doctors say that you need a lot of air actually in the syringe to make sure that it spreads nicely across your veins.
Yeah.
Or if you get too much blood pressure, your blood pressure goes too high from not enough air.
Mm-hmm.
Can't breathe.
They actually inject, George like, Floyd. Salty air Every time before they give you an injection or anything, salty, milky air, they just start putting milk in there.
They make sure to put milk in there and fill it up with bubbles.
Get out of milk.
They actually do it with a straw. They
start
pull
injecting
out a McDonald's
things.
Straw and
they grab and the other arm, start injecting like graham crackers.
That's me in the morning. Graham crackers and milk straight in the artery.
Yeah. I don't got time to eat.
Yeah, I can't afford eating. What kind of rich person thing is that? Bungle?
Watermelon.
Bungle. I remember.
Bungle? Pretty sure that's in band.
I don't know. How to be a rapist. WikiHow.
Did we do any music stuff today?
I don't know.
What do you figure?
Maybe.
Oh, Ameri-racistic. What's it today? Scatological pastrami. So what was a good name from yesterday?
So woke mass.
Stop casting spells on me.
No.
I put a spell on you.
Isn't that what that black guy
said? Border Giannus. Abracadabra.
No, stop.
I put a spell on you.
You're putting a hex on me, please.
Yeah, you're the black person. You put the spell. What's it called?
Santeria? Sandaria?
Voodoo?
Voodoo.
Yes.
Yes, black man voodoo.
Oh, yeah. Bingley Bones. Classic.
Dang. Yeah, I don't recall the Bingley Bones part of that. That
yeah, just saying
voodoo
something.
Bingley Bones? That's how they call it?
You talk about literally anything, you just say something random. Classic.
Oh yeah, Bingley Bones. I remember that. It was my best friend in college.
The Bingley Bones bumble turd, you know, cottage cheese.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, Jesse.
Why not? Why don't you know?
I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know. That's why I'm saying what I am saying.
What?
Put a spell on you.
No.
Oh, man.
No, I'm thinking about the crotch baloney again. No.
Oh, gosh. Please.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The what?
Happily.
You know, crotch baloney, scatological pastrami, anus beef. Don't worry about it. No, what was the thing from Diarrhea of a Wimpy Kid? Where it was like cursed cheese or something? The gross
diarrhea
cheese.
Of a wimpy kid. What?
Yeah, there was something about like the cheese touch.
Oh,
whoever touches
same
the
thing.
Cheese
crotch
becomes
baloney,
gay,
right?
And no one likes them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of it's like crotch baloney touch. Man, that was a crusty memory. I remember that from the movie, dude.
Dude.
Especially like the little Indian kid.
The little Indian kid? I don't remember that.
Yes, he played in Jesse. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about Diarrhea of a Wimpy Kid right here.
What are you talking about? What are you?
Yes, I think the
talking about?
Indian kid or whatever was the one who touched it. Everyone
touched ate what, your
one.
Penis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're gonna find my
I'm
penis
lying.
In your face. Tell the judge.
Tell it to the judge.
Let's see what he has to say. Being confident when obviously you're the one doing something illegal. Yeah, tell that to the judge.
Yeah, tell it to the judge.
Me raping you? Yeah.
That's.
Tell that to the judge. Loser.
Loser. You say that to someone you're raping?
Yeah.
You're such a loser, geek, nerd.
Yeah, loser. I bet
you're not even doing anything.
Like getting raped. I bet you don't like getting raped because you're a total loser nerd. Am I gonna kill myself? No, I don't think so. Don't look like it. What is Lotus's last video? Let's see if she's become more racist.
She has, obviously.
Wow.
You guys have radicalized me a lot. It's bad.
Yeah, obviously.
Grooming people to be racist, based.
That's my job. I live to do that. I've done that to like 40,000 people at this point. Made them all racist. Some may even say I'm the most racist. Perhaps. The racistest?
That's the most racist kid who regularly listens to hip hop music.
Yeah, that's my job since I was 12.
Yeah.
I'm actually a rap specialist. I know a lot about rap music. You can ask me stuff. I'll prove to you. I've got a minor's degree in black people studies. Wait, that's actually a thing.
I've got a minority degree.
That's a best funny joke. You got that. Where'd you get?
You know me. I'm a jokester. You know me. I speak Chinese. I'm also Latino.
I speak Chinese.
I'll see you later.
You know me. I'm racy.
What's the line between Latino and Chinese? Is there even?
Not much.
It's both sort of like a very strained method of speaking. English.
The pacing is weird, yeah.
I'm like out of here. See you later.
What do you mean, mate? Oh man, I just checked his king. What a black dude.
You what?
I just checked his king.
Are you playing chess right now?
No. I'm just being racist.
Oh, never mind.
Oh crap, what I just does that blew mean? His butthole apart. Can you believe that?
Are you gaming right now, Victor?
Kill my dude.
Are you gang?
Totally racist.
I'm gaming.
For real? How could you multitask like that?
I don't know. The racism gives me superpowers. Did I commit a mistake? Perhaps.
What is your definition of racist, anyway?
Killing black people, like I do.
Not liking black people.
Like I do, yeah. Basically, I'm everything that constitutes a racist half. By law.
Being me, basically.
But there's a half black person in the chat. You clearly aren't, like, racist.
It depends.
Are you kidding? She like wakes me each morning. I wake up.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah, actually.
I'm sure to, I grab. I go through a history book about slavery and lynchings. I send pictures to Gabby, make sure she stays in place. Doesn't forget.
Mm-hmm.
All the time, like clockwork.
And I humiliate her about her her dad. Basically. No, not her dad. Her mom farting every time. I remind her every day that her mom farts a lot. That's one kind of racism that
it's hell being their friends. I just want to die so bad.
Make sure to remind her every day. Oh, you remember that time your mom farted? Totally gay and lame.
Every single day of my life.
Yeah, your mom
welcome
is
to my life.
farting all over the house and ranting about the FBI while your dad like screams about GTA 5. That's your house. I committed a miss.
Yup. So in conclusion, they are super racist.
Should I get the gamer glasses on? Got some new gamer glasses.
Gamer glasses? I'm sorry. Did you say gamer glasses?
This is a real thing. I have.
Mom?
Mom?
Mom? No.
Are you a gamer?
Mom, are you a gamer? I can't believe you would do this.
Cannot believe you.
I can't believe you've done this.
Really? You'd be a gamer right in front of me like that, knowing that I'm black?
This just blacks my eyes. I can't see anything. That's awesome. Actually,
it turns you black? What did you say?
Yeah. It's actually my black glasses. I lied. They're not gamer glasses. I have too many freaking tabs open. It's giving me hemorrhoids.
That do happen, though.
But I can't close any of them. I gotta read them.
Check it, itch. It's Death Grips.
It's Death Grips!
They call me the rap scientist specialist. Rapist. They call me the rapist. Guess why? I'm the gay rapist. Guess why? What's Victor English accent sound like as well? What do you mean, mate? Have you become black?
Did you transition to black yet?
No.
Not yet, mate. Not yet. Yeah, thank you, Lord. For that one.
Are you Civ 5-ing right now?
No, I'm playing chess on chess.com real quick.
You said you weren't playing chess. Terrible at chess.
I
am too. Yeah.
Well, I lied to you.
Dang, that's crazy.
I guess it's time I told you that. That I'm a liar. That I'm a filthy liar.
Did you watch Queen's Gambit?
No.
Is that why you're playing chess?
Wow.
Everybody's playing
really,
chess.
You really think I'm like that? You really think I'm like that? That's
yes,
crazy.
I do.
That's how you think of me? That's insane. You would
yes,
say that.
That's precisely. I picture you watching shows about chess. Yes.
I never did that. I watch shows about... What do I watch shows about? I don't know. Had gay sex, perhaps?
Ah, of course.
I mean, chess just gives me hemorrhoids. Everything just gives me hemorrhoids, dude.
Why is everything giving me hemorrhoids?
Gabby, can I borrow your preparation age?
No.
I'm gonna go play some chess.
Preparation age. Wow.
Oh, I'm freaking sweating my balls off, Mikey.
Sweat my freaking balls off. Really? I gotta move something?
Oh, I can't play chess because it stresses me out. Yeah, it makes me have to think. I only want to think if I want to think.
Does anything
you should play my friend. I've never seen him lose. My friend was like a chess champion in school, so you should play him.
He's a gay sex champion?
Him. Probably butt raped him, and I made him get so good. With the trauma.
He's got the Chinese power. He's got the Chinese power.
Yeah, it was me. I raped him. I butt raped him so much. The trauma made him get become a specialist. That's
sort
of like
Slavs are good
Spider-Man.
At chess
because
they're just Asians. Because Japanese chess
Slavs
is like,
chess.
Like even more complicated than chess, right? Shogi?
I've never played that. I wouldn't know.
Me neither. Pretty sure it's even more autistic, though.
You seen this person? No? Yeah, me neither.
Yo, do you, like this thing? No? Me neither.
Yeah, I hate
That's
it.
That's why so I brought dumb, it up. Right? I hate it.
I don't know. It's really crazy. You can really, you cannot really articulate, and perhaps informate the worldview distortion that occurs once you get red pilled and become racist. The whole shebang.
That's true.
Somewhere along the line, the words right wing and left wing became insanely gay and retarded.
Dude, I was thinking that yesterday, but I forgot to message you, which is like, I really hate when other people or I have to like describe something as communist or fascist.
Yeah,
or whatever. Or people use like people like us use racist or fascist as an insult. And I'm like, yeah, because fascism sucks a lot. It's just as bad. Yeah, I gotta go. Bye. I'm like,
I got it.
Obviously, we are like diametrically opposed to authoritarianism, but it's kind of more like romantic than democracy. I feel like democracy is just the worst.
Yeah,
definitely. Like Hitler's better than Biden, because at least you and the buddies can go hang out at like Hitler Youth Camp.
Lotus, what's your opinion on that one?
It's a very tricky thing to say support certain forms of government because people attach a specific idea. When you say something like that, they attach like one image in their head, and it's most likely
it's my
image
nuts.
Yeah, but we're like, way beyond like being concerned with that, because people do that no matter what. If you're like ANCAP, which is also a gay term, then you're just you just smoke weed and you're you live in your mom's basement. But you're a Nazi, you're fucking racist, you're Republican, you're just a neocon, whatever, it doesn't matter. People will labia you no matter what.
People will labia
you. Just always trying to say labia. Dang, that's a horrifying word.
Say you're a Republican, they lick your labia. You say you're a Democrat, they lick your labia. They're all trying to get my labia for some reason. I don't know why.
Basically, anything not left is like fascist today.
Someone's licking Ben Shapiro's labia.
I have no idea about that. That's something that sounds like it makes sense, but I can't. That language doesn't. It doesn't translate in my head.
Ow!
Everything that isn't left is fascist. What is fascist? What is left? Is fascist not left?
And then they're
left and fascist, like whose consideration?
Leftists
Jesus
are
Christ,
fascist.
Man,
their version.
The leftists are the real fascists.
Basically,
Nazis.
Just like.
I mean, technically,
straight
on the political
white male
spectrum,
is basically fascist.
The heck is a fascist?
The great problem is like, does it matter? It's like, like you're telling me a friend of yours, his ex-girlfriend, likes the Dark Knight movie. The first thing I'm thinking is, why do I give a damn about that? Oh, the left are the real fascists. Okay, so. What do you mean by two? I don't know.
They're the real racists.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Does that mean I should join them because I'm racist?
What do you mean?
I like
racist?
Racism. The only reason you're saying that, it's not because it's accurate. It's because you think that will convince me of whatever you're saying. Like, labels
Which
are
works,
labia
also
are
why?
Not representative Whoa. Of reality whatsoever. They're just tools to, like, use what
and
people's
too.
Connotations.
It really doesn't... Nothing in the political realm is convincing to me, or works, or translates in my head.
So freaking gay, man.
I cannot articulate where along the line or why exactly, but somewhere along the line, all that language, all those symbols, all those, you know, labels became obsolete and sort of gay. It's like, I don't know, it's like referencing Shrek montages or something. It's like an old meme that makes me think you're gay for mentioning.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody once told me, you know.
Yeah, it's like a small loan of $1 million. It's like you're telling me that and you're expecting me to laugh. It makes me mad. It doesn't make me even think. It just irritates me.
Yeah, everything comes back to the Cyrus Circle jerk, 100%.
Yeah, it's not.
Because that is like gay culture in a nutshell, and it's universal across every gay sphere, including politics.
I could just go a day reading those.
It's the same way.
You know, those truisms. You know,
the way they expect, like, if they say small loan of $1 million or bring up Knuckles or whatever, that you're gonna laugh. It's if they say the left is the real fascist, you're gonna start bowing down and voting and like sucking the toes.
Yes.
Probably literally.
Yes, Mr. Officer, sir.
Yes, Mr. Sir Officer.
Yes, Mr. Sir Officer Doctor. Yes, Dr. Shrek.
Dr. Officer.
Dr. Officer.
Dr. Cop.
What are more phrases like that? I can't. My brain blocks it out. The left is
the real fascist because the Democrats used to be pro-slavery and KKK. Yeah, we're way behind beyond that. Did Mussolini ever enslave black people? Hitler and Mussolini had nothing on black people. It was literally Jews only.
Yeah.
But Democrats are not anti-Semitic, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, they kind of can't be. That's sort of a category issue. I don't know. Think of more sentences.
Frick,
like
it's always tending towards nominalism all the time. Labels with no reality under it. Politically, financially. Everywhere.
And the thing is, I don't like labels is also a label. Mm-hmm. It's centrism. That's what it is.
Yeah, then you're a centrist or you're you're some sort of free-spirited utopia weed smoker.
Why don't the two sides just dialogue? We need more dialogue.
No.
That's so incomprehensible. It makes me want to
I'm like
tub girl.
That's 24/7. All we ever have. Every freaking second of every minute of every hour of every day is talking about crap.
Fucking. Yep. What's that G.G. Allin song? Don't Talk to Me? Is that what it's called? Don't Talk to Me. That's exactly, whenever I listen to that, or Negative XP for that matter, that ignorance. That's good. That's better.
Ugh. I might have to straight up box. I'm getting so I'm horny? No!
Oh, boy.
No, wait, what?
No, it's not.
Inanimate sensation is a really good description of the feeling of not wanting to engage in conversation.
Inanimate sensation! Dialogue to heal the nation. It's just accentuates the point that there's like divisions among people that cannot be reconciled.
Yeah, it's
such what it's a what different... Charles says. Some people just don't want to wake up. They just want to kind of sleep forever until it's time to die.
Whatever old Owen saying, something to the degree of epistemic divorce. That's what it's called, where in a realm. Or in an aspect, in a facet of interaction, people live in different worlds, so much so that what they're talking about doesn't even register to this other group.
The freaking crazy lady in Moms. She
yeah,
lives in
exactly.
like the realm of oblivion.
So like her there's a whole world and there's a different.
She lives in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
It's like people are playing baseball and you start playing rugby.
Yeah.
It's a different thing.
Yeah, as long as there's people of a certain variety, like making it so that sowing these seeds of division, there can be no discussion or talking it out. Because what happens, this is unusual, because in my experience, and in your experience, Victor, I mean, yeah, how much have you, like, I don't know, been successful in, like, telling people stuff and giving them info?
Because
I've also been, like, pretty successful with freaking boomers.
I'd say I'm extremely successful on average compared to the average, actually.
Yeah, because I always hear Sam saying, like, you'll never be able to convince your parents of this stuff. So just don't bother. They're old. Yeah. It's fine. And I'm like, I did it inadvertently. I think we're in an unusual position. But, like, usually...
Yeah, because I think the angle that we have is doable.
Usually people have indestructible walls built up in their brain where you say something and they've heard it so many times on the news that this is, like, racist. That they, you say that,
no,
and then their
email,
perception
the
of you just switches.
It's the Pizzagate conspiracy about Comet Ping Pong. That's it differs that.
You're no longer just talking about this one individual thing. The second you say something that they've heard be framed in a certain way, the whole frame takes shape, and then there's, you know, and you just get tub grilled on. You think that? You're bringing up the emails? Isn't that part of the WikiLeaks thing from the Pizzagate, the Giggle Comet Ping Pong? You know, a shooter showed up there, right? At that innocent pizza place. There was a guy with a gun that went there. You're insane! You're crazy!
Innocent pizza place. That phrase is so beautiful. I could put it in a frame.
They targeted a random pizza place in Washington, D.C. for no reason.
You got a minute, you're in my way. What's wrong? Wrong with who? So what's going on? Okay, where you at right now? I'm not with you. That's the best verse of all time.
Man,
that's exactly it. What's going on? Okay. That's exactly it.
Ugh.
Can we make a list of these political truisms? We need that.
The cringier stuff is honestly the stuff that comes from the right, because they pretend to not be retarded like that, and then they just say stupid stuff.
They say boomer things.
Yeah, boomer stuff.
It's like very out of touch and not aware, not
What's
self-aware.
The one about democracy. Democracy is the worst form of government, except all the other ones. That was one of my favorites. Because it's not true, but it sounds very sexy. It's the what's it called? What's the guy's name? Freud. Freud's nephew. You know what I'm talking about? The cigarette guy?
It's all, like, snarky. It's stuff you would expect
Edward
to come
Bernays
from...
style thing.
Yeah. Stuff you would expect to come from a teenage girl, to be quite frank. Coming from, like, a 50-year-old man. Yeah, democracy is the worst form of government. Except for all the other ones.
That's weird. I checked Sigmund Freud, and it says Galician Jewish parents, and he has a nephew named Edward Bernays. And when I check his page, he's Austrian.
Is
That's
too
weird.
Obvious.
Yeah, he's Austrian though. But he's the nephew of a Jew, but he's Austrian.
Right.
And Freud is actually his double uncle, I guess, because he.
Dude, he was born in Austria. That means he's Austrian. Because I'm gonna go to Africa and have some kids, and they're gonna be African.
Okay, so Freud was his mother's father. I mean, his mother's brother. And he married his father's sister.
What?
What is happening here, man? Death Grips lyrics explain it the best.
Oh, just shot. This is like Sims 4 lineage right here. Married his father's sister?
No, married his. So Freud married the sister of his brother-in-law. Yeah. Wait. Frick. What's going on, man?
But the brother-in-law would be the brother of the.
Yeah. Okay. So Freud married the sister of his brother-in-law. Yeah, that's right. So him and his sister both married people from the same family. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now it's more clear in my head what's going on. I love the way MC Ride delivers it too. He's whispering, "You got a minute, earn my way. What's wrong? Wrong with who?" Extremely polite. That is how it feels. I don't know where to start thinking about that. Anyone right of communist is a Nazi. Well, yeah. Also, isn't this the same way since forever? Also, what is a communist and what is a Nazi? And why are those the worst things you can be?
Are Nazi and fascists different to them? Because they're very particular about their use of it. Like, I feel like I never liked fascists because I never had the same kick. Like, if I were coming from their point of view, I'd always use Nazi.
Yeah.
But fascist? People don't even know what that is. Maybe that's the point. Because there's no never focus on Mussolini.
Who cares about Mussolini? He didn't even do anything.
Why don't they focus on Mussolini more? Then they could, like, expand that unit in history.
Because Mussolini didn't care about Jews.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a problem.
That's exactly why.
I don't get it, because they freaking allied with Japan.
Yeah, and they were racist, right?
And they were racist. They weren't racist, they were anti-Semitic.
Okay, so you're telling me the worst
racist ever, the
Nazis,
their best friends
were Japanese.
Yeah, they didn't give
a f
about
Japanese.
Blacks. Yeah,
got
yeah.
It. Got it. Got 100%. This is so one, it's always been like this, hasn't it? So why are you pointing it out now? That's like a woman saying, "You know what? I just figured something out. Women are favored in divorce courts." That's the same thing as a woman saying that. Like, yeah. Congratulations, Captain Obvious. But everyone's already, that's ongoing. You pointing it out is so retarded. And what is a communist? What do you mean by communist? Communist is the worst the left can be. What is even a communist? And how's being communist different than being fascist? Exactly. Tell me the difference.
There's got to be a reason they use fascist specifically because they're very particular about linguistics.
Well, that's the original before Nazi. They didn't use Nazi. They used fascist more before, I believe. Because that was an academic term. It sounds like an academic term, and it was an academic term.
Yeah, friggin' even Fantano called me a fascist specifically. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? He did?
Yeah.
And it's more of a British thing too. It's more of a British academia thing to call someone a fascist because it's accusing you of being militaristic, pro-authority, etc. It's a punk thing. That's where it comes from. Nazis, they were esoteric to those guys. They were like weird. It made no sense. It didn't reverberate in any meaningful way. Because the skinheads were punks, and the skinheads had nothing to do with the Nazis, even though they were Nazis by definition.
Nazism is a form of fascism. So was it Hitler or Mussolini who were the mastermind of the operation exactly?
Well, Mussolini was funny.
Is this because Italians are the most powerful?
Mussolini, he wasn't. He's basically Vladimir Putin. I'll say that. That's Mussolini. But he committed a mistake to ally with Hitler. If he didn't ally with Hitler, his grandson would be the president right now. That's, you know, just a mobster. That's all that it was. That's why he wiped out the mob, because he was the dominant mob. That's how it worked. He said stuff like, Hitler imitated my racism, I was the first racist. Which is friggin' great.
The definitions are so differently phrased. Fascism is a form of far-right authoritarian ultranationalism characterized by dictatorial power, forcible suppression of opposition, and strong regimentation of society and of the economy. Sounds pretty similar to communism. And communism is a philosophical, social, political, and economic ideology and movement, still haven't said anything, whose ultimate goal is the establishment of a communist society. Duh!
Okay, communists. Still have said communism? Nothing. Wow, that's crazy, bro. Are you serious?
Namely, a socioeconomic order structured upon the ideas of common ownership of the means of production and the absence of social classes. So they only say something definitive
about it. No, that's wrong. Because can't you do that right now? I can establish a contract that says we are the common owners of anything. I can write up a contract right now that says me and Sophia are the common owners of my television. Am I a communist?
Fascism is a more, they phrase it like a concrete movement, whereas communism is just an idea. These are both from Wikipedia.
Aren't they?
The definition of fascism is same thing. Authoritarian, dictatorial power, forcible suppression of opposition, strong regimentation of society and of the economy.
Fascism, I would say... Fascism, like, is more against, like, race mixing, whereas communism is a little bit more broad, and you could be, like,
I wouldn't say that, not necessarily, mm-hmm. because there were plenty of fascist places where that didn't come up.
Like what?
Like my country. There was a fascist movement, an intense one, in initial 20th century, and it didn't care about race at all. Very fascist, though.
Well, it's not so much like racism, it's more like preserving the culture.
Well, that's... I'm not even sure about that, to be honest with you. Because it doesn't care about culture insofar as it cares about...
Fascism?
Their idea of how the culture should be. So they don't really care about how it is. They don't, you know, they're not going around looking for what to keep. They're like... It's a project. They're projecting a way they want their nation to be. Because a lot of the stuff. They can be very much anti, like against the current nation's values and culture. So it doesn't really have to do with culture necessarily. It has to do with
right. How they Hitler want it Hitler to rose up like right after Weimar Republic, which was intensely exactly. homosexual, you know, liberalism.
Terrible. So I don't think it has to do with that.
Went to the library, all the big Nate books were compromised. Guess who's responsible?
Oh no.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself, I relapsed.
Oh. You're sick.
What's a big Nate?
What? Well,
you'll never find out now.
Mm-hmm. All the books are drenched.
In what? Say it.
Say it in front of your mom.
We don't have to talk about that, Miss Bramble. She doesn't have to know.
No, you need to say it in front of your mom.
Oh,
come on.
We need to have more dialogue so our nation can heal. Heal yeah, from what?
So our Big Nate books can heal.
Heal from what? What do they mean, heal?
Being drenched in cum.
I guess.
Yeah. She said it. She said it. She finally said it.
Diarrhea of a wimpy kid.
Oh, that's me.
Are you the diarrhea or the wimpy kid?
Yes.
Oh, no.
More dialogue. What kind of dialogue? About what? And heal from what? What is the sickness? Has this worked before? Has anyone tried to fix a country? Look at history. How many times has a country been fixed by dialogue?
Never. They just go to war and fragment. That's what Europe did forever. Like, people would try to, like, centralize and, like, unite various lands, and they would always just freaking disintegrate.
They're not mentioning something real. Dialogue. What is dialogue? Dialogue about what? And healed from what? What is the problem? People don't even agree on the problem. How can they think of a solution in dialogue if they don't even agree on the problem?
The social fabric is just covered in hemorrhoids. What are we gonna do, dude? Covered in cum?
Drenched in cum?
We get more in Big Nate books.
Who busted one on the social fabric?
Fundamentally, that's what they're implying. Yeah, created a divide. Divide created by Trump.
Social fabric is a Big Nate book.
Well, yeah, that's the next test answer you need to write down. Well, pretend the social fabric is like a Big Nate book and now it's drenched in cum. You need to fix it with dialogue. But I'm not sure that's possible because the cum is
Yeah, how are
dry.
You going to, like, you need to, like, get it to dry. I mean, the book's done at something. That point. You can't, like, get paper to, like, un-cum itself. if it's all of your republic, they'll lick your labia. This is why the social fabric is irreparable. Too much labial licking, bilabial licking.
So the social fabric is covered in load, like it's a Big Nate book. It's all dry, so the paper's thin and easy to crack now, and I'm not sure I can undo this.
Yeah, inseminated.
Sort of one with the paper at this point. I guess I can save some of the pages where the cum didn't touch, but that's sort of difficult to find in and of itself.
Pretend that the social fabric is a Big Nate book, if you will, and that I went in unto the Big Nate book, if you will, and now it is covered in load. And it is inseminated. What are we going to do about this? That's the test question. What are we going to do about this?
Fundamentally, it's blaming Trump. Fundamentally, it's blaming Trump. So Trump came along. He made all these people angry and then riled all these other people up by being stupid and saying bad things. And now we got to be friends again and vote Obama. That's basically what it means. meaningless. It's just... All right, Lotus. Think of anything else?
Yes.
What? That?
I think my main issue with like fascism or communism is that the one person that's mainly in charge has too much power.
What is too much power? Draw the line.
Like, establishing rules, and anyone who doesn't follow the rules gets like fucking yeeted.
What do you mean? That's,
isn't that the case for everything?
Yeah, isn't that right now, though? Isn't that always all the way?
Yeah, but if the wrong person is in charge, somewhat, I guess, kind of, but like at least it's like 10 people instead of one person.
Well, is it any different when 10 people sentence you to death for eating a Cheeto?
I'm eating Cheetos right now. That's why I keep muting myself.
Okay. Listen.
Fun fact.
You do realize... You're gay. Sorry, no, never mind. No, I'm thinking. Do you think it's any less likely that sort of thing is going to happen when there's more than one person in the leadership?
When what?
If there's more than one person making the laws or whatever, does it become less likely that that'll happen?
I think so, because people are different. Their brains.
Okay, so in no point, okay, so let's say you get, there's a government of 10 people, let's say it's an aristocracy, then you get one guy who wants to kill everyone who eats Cheetos, and then 9 people who have to busy themselves with keeping him from making it illegal to buy Cheetos. Wouldn't it be way better if it was the government of one person and they just didn't put the guy who was against Cheetos in? Because then it would actually, something would be happening. Instead of just something trying to happen that was bad, and then 9 people trying to stop it. Because that was what happened with
Trump.
That's
implying one person.
He became president, he couldn't do anything because there were 30 black people voting against him all the time. So then what's the point of an election if they can just overrule it?
I'm not saying that this form of, I'm not defending our form of government. I'm just saying that, is problematic, or their ideas are not necessarily the best or harmful to a lot of people. Like, problematic is in hurting a mass amount of people, then isn't that an issue?
How do you define hurt? Because they think it's like racism.
That is an issue, but it can happen. Yeah. I think it's just as likely, if not more likely, to happen when there is a group, because it's harder to overrule 10 people than it is one. That's what happened to Caesar. It's one guy. You kill him, it's over. With a Congress of 300, one of them dies, there's another to and what happens is that they're always focused. Let's say we're obviously partisan, so there's a group of people who want to do good things, there's a group of people who want to do bad things. The group of people who want to do good things, they'll never get a chance to do it because they'll be too busy trying to stop the other group from doing bad things. Thus, it's impossible for anything to get done.
But you're implying the person who's going to be in charge is going to be good, but there's a chance that the person in charge is bad, which is the problem.
Yeah, but when that happens, it's easier to deal with. That's what I'm saying. It's easier to deal with one bad person than with a group of people who will either be not doing anything useful or be bad.
I don't know. How do you feel about Hitler killing Jews? I know that you kind of denounce some of the stuff that happened, and that's understandable, but at the same time, isn't it a little extreme what he did?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What did he do?
The question there is
know.
Like, what did he
do? Would you kill
pedophiles?
Would you kill child molesters? Would you kill satanic worshippers?
I think the problem is you can't
Like,
I mean, you play Doom. You kill demons in Doom. I'm not saying you can't
investigate demons, each one of them.
But, you know, you get my point. I'm not saying that is
the
case.
Yeah, but there's got to be some innocent people that died, you know?
Yeah.
That was something I was thinking about, like, lynchings, stories about black people being lynched, and they always say, yeah, he was falsely accused of rape. How do we know that? Do we have court documents, evidence? What if they were a rapist and we're, like, pretending this black rapist is innocent? And we just don't know what we're talking about.
You can't go around killing people even if they're satanic? Really? Even if they're, you know, raping kids? You're gonna start a rapist?
Well, they could be pimping out kids, as they often do. Well, how about that? Would you kill a child pimp?
Like, Anne Frank was a kid, and then I'm sure there's a lot of other, like, innocent kids that died and, like, got sick. You know, and they wouldn't become rapists and stuff.
Like, I'm not saying they are. I'm saying, is there a precedent?
Like, all people who died.
No. I'm not even arguing the precise case of Hitler.
Well,
I'm saying,
yeah, okay. They might change their ways next year, but how are you supposed to stop them? You put them in prison and then you're stealing people's money to go feed a rapist and keep them alive?
Mm-hmm. No.
Genocide is just a very effective war.
That's
and
terrible.
And we have
though.
War right now, so what's the difference? Pray tell.
I don't. I'm not really a fan of
a genocide. Is a war that is that a guy wins too much, and then they call it a genocide.
Wins too much. I'm not a fan of war. Actually, I think that
they don't call the wars in the Middle East genocide. If you're too successful and
I think
you end
genocide.
Up losing, then you are a genocider.
You won too much. You won so much, it's unfair how much you won. It's a genocide now.
They don't call
oh, really?
What the Soviets did genocide.
Let's say there's a country like France that is about to legalize pedophilia, okay? And we go to war with that country. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be killing soldiers who don't necessarily agree with that thing. That's obviously mm-hmm. wrong, but then again, that's... you know, a precedent for a war, and they are fighting for their... You get what I'm saying.
Yeah, but, like, the little kids didn't, like, know anything that was going on, you know? There's too many innocent people that died. That's what bothers me a lot.
How many?
I don't know, you said, like, 300,000, right?
Yeah. How many of those were children?
I don't know. Even if it was one child that died that's innocent, that's unfair, no?
Yeah, but how is that worse than everything? How is that unusually bad, is my question. Because we're used to so much tragedy
Anytime.
And catastrophe, but there are a few that we care about way more than we do others, like 9/11, for no particular reason.
Oh, I don't care more about 9/11 than the Holocaust.
Some people, like,
society.
Consider certain catastrophes more important than the others.
Yeah,
the
like,
holiday didn't cost
yeah,
that
I find
much.
That stupid.
That's funny.
I find that stupid. The tokenism, yeah, I'm not a fan
yeah.
of that either.
Okay, the Holocaust is like equal tragedies. To, you know, all the other the stuff that the American government's doing right now. That's the argument. It's not if it's good or bad. It's like it's just about
I'm saying
the same as
we're used
all
to
this
one.
Other crap.
Why are we shocked by the other? Why do mm-hmm. we go? There's a monument and we cry, and the other one we sort of yeah. There's a monument there, I guess, but. We shouldn't even stop
yeah.
school.
I don't like the double standard, yeah.
Voldemort, yeah, school, never taught, you know, whatever. Doesn't matter, because they're not Jewish. Died, they're not, if they're not Jewish. That's the rule. If someone kills you
For
and you're not
it's
Jewish, it doesn't matter. Those goys are cattle. That's about the standard.
I don't understand the definition of fascism though, because your description is autocracy, which is government of one, and we have that, but it's curtailed by this other thing called the Congress. We have a president, and we have a Congress, and then they're competing against one another more often than not to pass things. But if it happens, the risk remains the same, is what I'm saying. If it so happens that a group of people who are bad get in power, now it's the same thing. Because that can happen just as easily as a group of good people. Let's say corruption doesn't occur and there is no rigging in the system. than one person to 10 persons, people, it doesn't make a difference because the populace, you know, the statistics remain the same. So the likelihood of people getting in power remains the same. But it doesn't matter if it's one or a billion, the probability of them getting in power is the same. Just looking at it neutrally in an imagined hypothesis. So it doesn't make a difference.
Another thing about communism I don't like is the sharing. I feel like people should be more independent and responsible for their own problems.
What do you mean sharing?
Like, you have to pay for other people's healthcare or education, or your pay is pretty equal to someone who does extensively more or less.
I don't think you had to pay for other people's healthcare in communism. I think they just didn't pay.
Yeah, they do it by taxing you really high.
Yeah, but you don't even know.
Yeah, that's how they equalize pay.
The North Korea income tax is zero because they just don't hand you out your money because they don't consider it your money.
Do they have money in North Korea?
They do.
That's the worst example.
They have money. It's so crap but there. They don't tax you because that would be considering your money your. It's not your money. We gave it to you. It's our money. We're lending it to you.
I hate that. I hate the our money. Call thing. It your I don't like money. That.
It's the government. It's Kim Jong-un's money. And he's gifting you with it.
Yeah, that's what I don't like about it.
Okay, but doesn't that happen right now too? And in fascism as well?
Yeah, it happens right now. But that's why it's important to have things like Bitcoin or stocks where capitalist society, you can kind of like grow a little bigger. Whereas in other countries, you don't have as much opportunity.
Well, I'm not sure about that because I don't think it makes any difference because in China, they have Bitcoin. And VPNs too. That's how they do it.
I wouldn't be surprised if that shit becomes illegal, but the only reason it's probably protected is the elites. Exactly. So it's probably going to become illegal.
I think it's the same. You pay for child's health. You pay for abortions right now with your tax money.
Yeah.
Right now.
I hate that.
You pay for people to get killed and just in nowhere to stand, you know?
So I think it's just the thing is scale. I don't think it has anything to do with different modes of
government. You pay for children to get molested in public school?
I suppose this is a libertarian way of, viewing it, but it's all the same thing. There's no different types. It's only scale, the length to which it goes. But it's all the same. I guess if you have a Christian nation or a nation that is conservative in temperament and morals, then it's less likely that the people will get in power and make laws will make it legal to have sex with children. But that doesn't really have to do with politics or laws. That has to do with morality, and that's on an individual basis. That depends on if the church is doing its job and people are turning towards morality. That doesn't have anything to do with... There's no way... There's no cheating at poker here. There's no mode of government that prevents bad people from doing bad things. That's impossible.
It's not the job of government, and... Never can be.
Exactly. And that's pointless. It's absolutely pointless to even think about it in that way. Because it's impossible. You're trying to make, like, play this impossible math game. You're trying to square a circle. Trying to make inflated money worth more. It's impossible. You're just playing a crazy game. You get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying?
Somewhat. I still like my government more than I like China's.
I mean, yeah, because it's less
comfy. You get to eat potato chips and play video games. So.
Because there's less government. That's all that it is. Because the intentions of the people in power are certainly in line with the Chinese. They want the same style of stuff. They just can't do it yet. It's not because the government is more effective. It's because the government is less effective. because people are more morally resistant to it, not because it's different. It's not the government's what is it called, merit, that it's this way. If the government had its way, it would be China. It's not China because people don't want that.
Yeah, I mean, they're always going on about how great China is.
Yeah. Chinese people love Chinese communism because, yeah, they can't get any money, but the cops are corrupt, which means they can rape people and get away with it. So, you know, win-win. That's Congo, too.
Their society is very oppressed. They have a lot of censorship problem in China. But the people generally do support the communism that live there.
Yeah, what I'm saying, that's not a merit of their government. It's not a... Neither is the merit of the government. It's about the people who allow it. There is no fundamental difference in the formulation of it. It's all the same. Like, you think Biden wouldn't rape you? You think Biden wouldn't rape you if he had the chance? He just doesn't have the chance.
Stop.
If you gave him the chance, though.
Jeez. Yeah.
Exactly.
Freaking, I mean, that is Gavin not an image I want in my same head. Room with Biden. It's not gonna be good.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a thing that they wrote into law that was so brilliant that it worked. There is no thing you can write that makes that work. Either saying yes or saying no to the government is the difference. That's why the US is not as bad as China, because they say no more often. That's it, though.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like our society, because especially America, because they reject, like, we have the option to, like, okay, reject shit without, like, being killed or oppressed.
No.
For the most part, somewhat.
No. They don't. They do that and they survive because they're that based. Not because the government allows them to do that. They do that because the government couldn't do anything. Like that. What happened? I remember Gavin talking about this thing where there was like a compound of people who didn't want to surrender their guns, and then Obama just went, okay, you guys are too dangerous, I give up.
Yeah, I mean, if you...
That's awesome.
Yeah, depends on where you do it. If you get you and your 100 of your Discord pals or whatever, and you get a nice supply, the local cops are not just going to want to run in there and get all killed, and they will leave you alone if it's like in a woods or whatever.
What I'm trying to say, the US isn't better because the government is better. The US is better because the people are better. There is no difference in the government's nature. Difference in the people's nature.
I agree with that.
Okay.
And I think a lot of it has to do with US being a Christian nation.
There we go. That's a good observation. And that's basically where all of it leads to me. It's that all the political nomenclature, nominalism, and thought is completely useless and good for nothing. It's like trying to cheat at a numbers game. You're trying to make 1 + 1 = 3. There is no like complicated math gaming that you can do to make that true. It's just impossible.
Yeah, because they're creating their own laws for the universe when the only thing you can do is apply or enforce the pre-existing ones.
So the government in America is better. I mean, yeah, it's better than China because the people don't let it be as bad as China. Is that correct, Lotus?
Yes, we resist it a lot.
You resist it. That's why it's better here. I mean, in the US. Well, I guess I am in the Americas, and generally we're all imitating the US, which is great. Okay, so the more you resist and the smaller the government is, the better. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. 100%.
What is the smallest you think is good?
I think in an ideal world, I don't think it's really possible, but in an ideal world, people are like completely independent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good point. That is the correct conclusion, I believe.
Wow, for once you guys agree with me.
Yeah, because that's correct. Well, yeah, it's not possible in this fallen world, ground. But yeah, that is correct.
Yay! Are you, what are you gonna do if the government attempts to take over, like FEMA camp, shove you in a FEMA camp, get you vaccinated, get you chipped? What are you gonna
pow,
do?
Pow, 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 pow.
Come over and try, man.
Oh no, die? Get shot.
Try it.
You're just gonna get killed? You're not even gonna try to fight?
Well, I am gonna try to fight, that's why I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
I really dislike
I feel like they're just...
What?
I'm sorry, what?
No, you say that first because I got an idea.
Okay, I feel like they're just gonna force you to get chipped in any, like, all of your currency, your identity, your healthcare, everything's gonna be on the chip and they're gonna refuse you service if you don't have it. And we're gonna be fucked.
Well, so really you should become self-sustained. They can't really do that. They can try. They did it's not gonna work. To really overstate
Overstate the competitive.
Yeah, they overstate the What is it called? Competence. They really overstate the competence of technology. It's really not that good.
Yeah, it's because you have. I mean.
Not right now.
Technological future was supposed to be way
better. Not and it's never. Really just, it won't happen.
It's just like random objects having Bluetooth and a phone app for no reason.
Not now, not never. It's not going to happen. Never.
Man, your butt plug has Bluetooth in the app now. Oh, awesome.
Lit.
Dude, people hear about China social credit stuff and they think, wow, it must be like a cyberpunk city. Dude. Mm-mm. People eat friggin' trash. You really think they're concerned? That's so stupid. It's a nominal thing. They say, yeah, we're tracking everybody here. They probably don't have the friggin' technology or organizational skills.
How many people do you need to track
to even
a billion
organize
people?
That?
A lot. But don't they have like really advanced like facial
no, they
recognition.
Don't.
Where'd they get
they're gonna say that. They're gonna.
They're all Chinese. They all look the same. What do you mean facial
of
recognition?
Of course, Xi Jinping is gonna say, "Yeah, we have drones that suck your penis before you even know it."
But there's like a very basic technology that they don't have, that we have in America that they can't develop, that they try to steal, but they also fail to steal, and they straight up cannot get it. I don't know what it is. But there's something like that. And there's a bunch of examples like that. Because they can't actually make anything. They can only steal stuff. So they suck. So their technology is probably worse than ours.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, all the social... Yeah, we got a social credit. Dude, that stuff is probably all not updated.
They're just freaking con artists. Remember at the start of the virus, they had videos of people dropping in the streets? Completely fake garbage. Never happened.
It's probably not even used. It's probably not even operable.
The deaths in Hong Kong, you mean? Is that what you're referring to?
I mean, like, they had... It's so retarded. No. They had videos, like, right at the start of the virus, when it was spreading to other countries, they had videos of just people dropping in the streets. Like, totally retardedly fake.
Oh, that's fake.
Yeah, that never actually that's happened fake. Anywhere yeah, else, so...
Nobody just
con
dropped.
Artists. That's all they do.
Yeah, no.
They just have copies of everything that has been made in America.
You know what the whole surveillance stuff is good for? It's good for if you say something bad, they track you specifically, individually, to find bad stuff to say about you on the news. But if it's a real thing, if they want you gone, if they want you in prison, they'll do that without any of the surveillance. That's just irrelevant. That's media. It's just... To say that they have it is just a thing. It doesn't actually make any difference. They're not a cyberpunk society. They're gonna scan your face. I know who you are. I know what you did yesterday. We got you on camera here sucking a penis. None of that happens. They can't do any of that. They're retarded. It's impossible. If you think about it, it's absolutely impossible. the ramifications of the idea that that's possible, they would have changed the world 20 years ago, and they didn't, and they're not gonna, because technology is not like that. It doesn't work like that.
I'm still very wary about it.
To run it.
I mean, it's like
I still feel like eventually it's going to take over. Like eventually
the West is probably better at tech and surveillance than China. China wants to do it way harder. They want to be more extreme about it. They probably do it worse because they're, despite their desires, they're more ineffective and we're smarter than they are.
The same as same difficulty level as enforcing communism. People just naturally do transactions regardless. There's no way to stop it.
Yeah, it's impossible.
So even if they tried to centralize everything digitally or in a chip, there would be other ways to acquire it. And it would have to be global, necessarily.
They have harsher names.
Otherwise, you just go somewhere
harsher,
else.
Harsher PR department. But we're probably worse off in that department than they are. Our surveillance technology, those operations going on here are probably way more effective than the Chinese. I would bet $100 on
that. All you need to do to get around their great firewall is like download NordVPN or whatever.
Yeah.
It takes 5 seconds. And they bang, you got on YouTube. Whoa!
Dude, that's crazy. Are you a hacker?
Man. Oh, yeah, retarded. And this is, I mean, there's no way they have this in rural areas, which is a lot of China still.
Obviously.
They only have like a few big cities. And like,
and that's everywhere, by the way. No one can surveil anything after they're, you know, outside of NYC.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're outside, they're farting. They're done. They're dead. Yeah. What are they going to do? Like, activate Obama plane to, you know, drone shoot you down? They're not. They can't even afford you. They do that to
Obama
enough people,
plane.
They're going to run out of bullets.
Is that the counterpart to the Minion plane?
Ladies and gentlemen of the Obama plane, we're going to crash.
Ladies and gentlemen of
no
the Obama
survivors.
Plane.
Oh, no.
Labias and genitals.
ideas. Every time we stream, it's like 15 new ones.
Dude, would you really take a bet with me that Chinese technology is better than US technology when it comes to surveillance?
No, definitely not.
Exactly.
That's not what I'm saying.
But it sounds scarier. Oh, they got a surveillance system. Ooh. Yeah, we have stuff that's way worse.
Oppressy.
We have stuff that's way worse, but it's called friendly Google systems. And we go like, oh, that's cool. Yeah,
I mean,
have my cookies. I don't care.
Who are doing scaremongering about China surveillance? It's straight from the goat's mouth. I'm sure it's like New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal articles about it.
Yeah, guess who pays them? It's like 50% George Soros, 50% Chinese government. I just laid out their accounting in front of you. That's their books. 50% George Soros.
And then it's like, oh, I'm so
Chinese.
Thankful we don't have that. You do.
0.00002% actual readers who donate. We have stuff that's way
George
worse.
George
we call
family
it,
members.
Googly moogly flat art Bauhaus Google YouTube.
Googly
moogly
labradoodly butts.
And we're like, oh yeah, I'm so glad we don't live in China. Not saying that China is better, but in that regard, yeah, we're way worse.
Yeah, they have the technology way worse crap. I mean, China only got. Think about how much crazy stuff America has on the back burner, whereas China only got industrialized in the past 2 seconds.
Yeah, 2 seconds ago, they bought like a car. They bought like a 40s car from Ford.
Yeah, and then they just like broke it apart and replicated all the pieces.
Yeah, they broke it apart and just built. You know, they put
the
gas.
It's this message I sent to you this morning about Amazon. Where it's like,
yeah,
all the products are like poorly written English. My name is Jack Johnson. Please give a good review.
Please give good review. I'm going to die tomorrow. I need money to get off of execution lane. I need to buy a ticket to Taiwan. Please.
What is up with that, by the way? Because all the
My
time
name
I'm
Johnny Bezos,
Amazon.
Son of Jeff Bezos. Please give money.
I'm going on Amazon. There's like 10,000 five-star reviews. But the only actually like written ones are like, this is a, like a scam. The packaging is different. Or like... the thing isn't written in proper English. All the stuff on Amazon is like Chinese. Anyone else notice that?
It's cheap production.
Yep.
It's cheap production.
Yeah, yeah. You know why?
My... oh, go on.
You know why it's cheaper there?
Hmm?
The reason everything's cheaper to produce in China is because it's illegal to produce things cheaply in the West.
Yeah, because you have to use green energy.
It's illegal.
Clean.
Yeah, it's the same thing as the Middle East. They made it illegal to get oil from, like, in the nation. They made it domestically illegal to frack, to get petrol from anywhere in the nation. So they had to go to these Middle Eastern retards and make them trillionaires so that people could have gas. It's the same thing with China. They made it like, oh yeah, minimum wage is $40,000 an hour.
Yeah, everything
and,
is like that.
The working conditions have to be that you get you if you work at McDonald's, there needs to be a you need to get a blow job every day, stuff like that. So now nobody can produce anything.
System
for
requirements: you need Windows XP and Vista and 7 yeah. and 8 and 10 to run this mouse. Optimization to Officeware internert game. This is
yes.
Horrifying. But it was, I these freaking gamer glasses, I was trying to find ones that were, like, not Chinese.
System requirements.
But it was literally, like, there was yeah. a card in it, and it was, like, my name is John Kane. I need good review on the product on Amazon for my company that I own in America.
I need
but,
five
like, written
OSs
in bad English.
On my computer to run a single mouse.
Please leave good review.
Need Bill Gates himself to write a new OS for me. Figure
I mean,
this out.
Frick, man.
In order to open up any factory, you need to have 15 prostitutes on payroll to blow every single worker at all times. Or
yeah,
else
you need 5,000 pages of documents to make sure you're in line with regulations, and all your
yeah.
Stuff needs to come from solar energy.
I remember this conservative retard saying, yeah, I tried opening a business. And libertarians are wrong. It wasn't regulations. It's because stuff was expensive. Yeah, guess why it's expensive, you retard. Guess why? Guess why it's expensive? Because they randomly charge a lot.
They have to hire freaking lawyers, which are extremely
expensive.
Exactly.
They have to pay a lot more in other things. They have to make their product more expensive. It's not random.
Yeah, it's minimum wage. That's a regulation. You have to pay... Burger Flipper $20 billion an hour because he's so valuable.
Yeah, extremely valuable.
But then the
then
burger
they build
becomes
Burger Flipper
$20
machines, and then people complain about automation, and then conservatives get on the populist board, and everybody's left wing suddenly. Because my jobs.
Yeah, now we gotta make
jobs. I'm gonna have to learn how to code.
Federal McDonald's buildings to create jobs.
That's the conservative thing too. Oh yeah, the poor old people are gonna not have jobs because of robots. Yeah, that's happening because it's regulated. You have to have a huge scale to be able to create a single job. But if you're gonna have a huge scale, then just buy a Burger Flipper machine because you're a billionaire at that point anyway. Why would you even hire anybody? Hire yourself. You're the only employee of the whole company.
It's no wonder illegals are so desired by business people. Yeah, guess why that's a problem?
Yeah, same reason. It's crazy. Which is insane, and Gavin talks about this, which is it only ever benefits rich billionaires from Mexico and America, because the rich billionaires from Mexico send out their drug dealers to America where they have amnesty, and then the drug dealers become, you know, illegal workers in America, and these people with businesses don't have to pay a buck. They can pay like $1 a day, and they'll be like, oh my god.
Oh my, it's a dollar. That was crazy.
Oh damn, it's a dollar though.
I can buy 20 Z's Pochesha with this.
I can buy 17 billion pesos with this. Then he sent it to their, you know, abuelita, and their abuelita is now a trillionaire. And she's raising her new army of drug dealer pedophiles, rapists.
Yeah, she's, yeah,
become coyotes.
Yikes. Exactly. International welfare queens.
The good life? Live in the middle of nowhere. Have internet. Play Morrowind.
Is it still a white picket fence and a dog? No, it's more schizophrenic. Yeah, live in the middle of nowhere and play Morrowind. At 6 a.m.
Wake up at 6 a.m. Don't even brush your teeth. You just grab coffee and Morrowind.
Dude, that's I was literally doing that. I would wake up, get coffee, play New Vegas for like 3 hours.
Yeah, still open from the day before. No need to do anything. The lady I go to for haircuts in Abuelita. Literal slave laborers? I think it's less slave laborers than normal jobs, actually. Because the money they're getting, they actually get to keep, which is crazy. Living in a McDonald parking lot based.
Yeah, they don't have to pay freaking taxes. That's sweet. Their money is theirs.
Wait a second, be right back.
The hell? 208 people? Dang. Nah, we're not gonna cut out the racism or anti-Semitism. Better keep it up for the audience.
Yeah!
You guys like Hitler?
I'm in love with Hitler.
So...
what?
What's your take on Hitler?
Yeah, this is why we should have done this uncensored. I'm sure Gavin would like it and actually give us a raise.
Is this uncensored?
This would be a great stream to have uncensored. Jeez. Actually, Hitler is just about as bad as, you know, everything America does. And you only, you know. Death only matters if you're Jewish.
Dude, that's freaking
hilarious. Oh, man. Yes. Dude, justice. Did Victor disappear?
He said he'd be right back. I think he's using the bathroom.
He went to the land of oblivion.
Went to the ladies' room.
The ladies' room.
The labia room.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's about to take his panties.
I really gotta watch the girls' room.
Everyone bail. We don't like racists. What? Why don't you like racists, dude? Racism is awesome.
What happened?
No, we got raided by some random person with like 200 people and started talking about how Hitler is amazing. So.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah, we're gonna lose the. Yeah, we're gonna start streaming on CTV.
Yeah, we're probably gonna lose this friggin' channel.
Told you.
Well.
Yeah, we are racist. Can we show a picture of Gabby wearing the Nazi uniform?
Can we show
uniform,
a picture?
Please?
Yeah.
What?
Can we get that?
Is
can
there
we put
a
picture
of Gabby
on the stream?
Wearing a Nazi
this is the new,
uniform?
The, okay, we're transferring the new host of the stream.
I've never worn that, though.
Dude, the new host of the stream is Gabby from now on.
Making stuff up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speak for us.
Hi, I am half black, and I approve of racism here. Hi. Yeah.
That was freaking hilarious.
It do be, though. It do be doopy. Scooby dooby doo, though.
It's kind of weird how it's, like, hip and cool to think racism sucks as well. Like, that's another culture.
As a gay culture.
Yeah, we're gonna go out, we're gonna band together against Nazism. Or whatever, I don't even freaking know.
What are the names we came up with? Let me see. Scatological baloney? No, that's not it. Gratuitous negritudinous. Dumpster croissant. Dildo eponymous. Scooby dooby doobinous. Rube doobinous. Gulbluminous. Skittle lippin' bomb.
Roasty
Cummins. Brutus Cummins the buzzy.
You guys like drenching your big paint books in cum. Oh my gosh. Let's see here. I'd love to smell a crotch bologna in the toilet in the morning.
Why is your crotch bologna in the toilet?
Yes.
I'm not
okay.
Guess.
If it's 100 people here, everyone, what's something we get actually good? Probably, yeah, buy Bitcoin. That's actually good.
No. Okay, it says. Me llaman de mensaje como le, me voy.
Jumba jam. We can
Dabba Jam Black time. Chocolate.
Black chocolate.
Really tasty. Can you tell me Japanese? Can you tell me Japanese?
Gabby biracial. Black.
I am biracial. It means I'm half black, which is I am black. So hi, I'm black. Wait, how do people always misspell my name? Are you? I'm not gonna call chat retarded, but I think chat's. It's just a Y. I don't know.
You can look at her face, and no one says biracial. If you're black enough, you're just black. They don't call you half black.
Yeah, no. Gabby's light skinned. He's like a Drake type Iga, except she's not Jewish.
Which is good.
Yeah, that's good. This just looks insane.
Areola Brown, Areola Boob. Fiddly Parsnip Cummins, Gurgle Bumblebones, Ariel Ladudo, Ladudu, Aurora Borealis Ouroboros, Jimbo Shangri-La,
are these stripper
Distant
names?
Baloney, Kaylee Grundlegum, Butter Nugget Quiffle, Quaint Brelocious, Fardna Quilbo Sticks, Bin Grill Steven Spielberg, Bali Wilderness, Jilton Dilton, Stuyvesant Aurora, Philbrich Noxley, Tylorp DeWilville still.
Yeah, that's my name. Who called?
Oh, Brayson, that is your name?
Brayson Taint. Taint the Taint. No.
Reverly losing viewers.
Yes. Phenomenal. Yeah, we're just reading these off while like the absolute schizophrenic part of Big Dipper plays in the background.
No. Mas eu acho que tá tudo certo, amor, por causa que.
Yeah, good. Dropping all the links in the chat. That's good.
Oh yeah, what's it called? Cop haircut. Send cop haircut. Everybody listen to cop haircut.
Oh yeah, put cop haircut in the chat.
Please post it in chat. Spam it in chat, actually.
Who even rated me? From the PFP, it looked like a booby streamer. Some booby streamer thought I was a cute little boy.
Link?
That's really funny. Yes, let's go. Oh, gosh.
Link, let's be racist to them.
You want to be racist to them? We'll raid them back? Who was it?
Yeah.
Who was the chick?
CY, that's what I was saying. CY Ridge?
Am I wrong? I don't even know.
CY Baby. That's what it's called.
Yeah, it looks like a
Let me check that. Looks like a rapist pedophile. But then again, a lot of people
looks
do.
Looks like a rapist pedophile. Hit it on me. I'm excited.
It is a Mexican. Wow. Really don't want to see
a
it.
Mexican?
Right.
Yo. Oh.
Hosting us.
Wait, speak Wait. To them. Speak to them. Like in their language.
Oh, no. It's a thing. It's a stream thing. It just depends on what you look like. If you look black right? enough, you're just black. If you look white enough, you're just white. If you look Jewish enough, you're Jewish.
How old is this chick? This is really hilarious.
Yeah. Did she get hacked?
No. No freaking way.
Because why would she do that? Exactly. Why would she do that?
Because she's a cute little boy.
Yeah, she called me a cute little boy.
Where?
In the chat.
In your chat?
Yeah.
I'm trying. I'm looking for it. Can't find it.
mine got refreshed, so I can't look at it. But unless she was talking about Hitler.
Yeah, she was.
But I doubt that. I don't know. It's kind of plausible. That's what like Latina women like. Hitler. I think Hitler is a cute little boy. Just Latina women things.
Who doesn't? What Latina would not think Hitler is cute?
What Latina? What?
Someone raised. They thought so.
Yeah, that's a reference, but I saw it straight from her mouth.
Got it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Do it.
She said it was cute or something. Yeah, she saw his race. She's like, I'm like out of here. See you later.
Swollen face in Mexico. Is it because we said Mexico? It like triggered something?
No, I think she just found us in just chatting.
Maybe it
That's
was
weird and title. Unlikely. Ameracistica? Oh, just because you're criticizing the racist system in America? Systemic racism.
I guess I look sort of schizophrenic. Why would you... Why would you go out on a limb and raid me? Someone who looks like me. That's like real gambler mentality right there. Is it like that, Oh yeah, that was the quote. Wait, what the frick? He looked cute. Frick my life. That's what she said.
You looked what the
yep.
How old is she exactly? Cause like maybe she's a groomer. Yeah, I think she was trying to groom you. I can't believe this platform.
How do people find so your stream?
Everywhere
That's so
I go,
weird.
I have Latina women
They're purposely
hitting on
targeting
me.
You?
Victor knows what I'm talking about. Victor, are you here? Oh, man. Wait. Oh, my gosh. Gabby, do you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm referencing?
What'd you even say, Goofy?
That everywhere I go, it's inescapable that Latina women hit on me. They just like my aesthetic. If you know who I'm talking about, you probably don't, Rick. Victor knows.
I don't think I want to know.
Yeah. Gabby, you're my favorite Twitter. I agree with that sentiment.
Thank you. Thank you. I always have the best Twitter. You're welcome. Just thinking about all the schizophrenia I post. Whatever.
Yeah, drop Gabby's Twitter in the chat. How about that?
Dropping schizophrenia in the chat. Let's drop a schizophrenia in the chat. Do that. Do that.
Oh yeah, I was gonna mention that meme of like Wojak standing in the party, like they don't know I'm blank.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know I've been like a famous racist since I was 11 years old.
Oh man, my face when you get tricked by cute little boys on Twitch.
I look like a cute little boy. I mean, I don't look like a 16-year-old girl, but... Oh, gosh.
I can't believe that. What was she really thinking? There's no way that's what she was thinking. She totally trolled herself like that. I don't know why she would do that to herself. Oh, this cute little boy on Twitch. I'll rate him. Oh, man. You're so mature for your age. Haha.
Maybe they're a fan.
Yeah, a Latina 30-year-old woman telling you that. Oh, you're like so mature for your age. Wanna come over for Taco Tuesday sometime? Oh gosh, taco. No, man. We're too good at making jokes about molestation. It's probably not a good thing.
Come on, that just comes naturally. It's not a bad thing.
They don't know I'm the... Hey. I'm employed by the founder of the Proud Boys. Yeah. That is what I'm thinking when I go literally anywhere, though. Like, and I have to interact with normal people. I'm like, yeah. I'm not thinking about how many Jewish people there are in here right now. And like counting them. I'm not doing that.
I've never.
How's the weather?
Holocaust.
Hey, do you happen to know how much a Holocaust?
I'm back.
Oh, yeah, Victor, do you know?
Were you asking me?
Why am I targeted by Latina women all the time?
Because Latinos are very sexually attracted to East Asian people.
That's true.
So.
We have our answer.
Exactly.
There's still like 30 people sticking around.
Yeah, which is good.
That's cool.
30 racists in the chat? Oh yeah.
They are AFK. Oh yeah, true. RIP.
Everyone type in the chat, something.
Especially because my profile picture is, like, insane. Beetlejuice. And the king hat. Prostate. Yeah, I'm sorry the thing in Victor's line of thought here that there's no way that was, like, an accident.
You have to be incredibly
negligent. My profile picture on Twitch.
What about it?
Yeah, cute little boy. Prostate? No! PFP.
Yeah. That's sort of difficult, too. Yeah, I don't buy that. Prostate.
Yeah, my name is Ready to Die.
Yeah, a lot of things is wrong.
A lot of kind of unusual the title. This thing's not adding up quite exactly. Oh yeah, and the PewDiePie hoodie. This is like a dog whistle right here. Classic. The dog whistle. This is like a silent fart. What else do they call it?
Whistle when you fart?
What? No, like a secret racist messaging, you know?
Well, it's actually better if you whistle when you fart.
Covert tub girl. This is what you would call a covert tub girl. I have a major in racism signaling.
Okay, so what you do? This is what
this
you
is
do,
like a
okay?
Small, silent red one. A red flag. Yeah, that's sort of normal. How about a red one?
First you front flip, and right in the middle of the parabola, you defecate as strongly as you can so it flies up in the air. And then you backflip when it's
you
coming
defecate,
down.
Defecating in the middle of the parabola. That's like verbose in a good way.
So you defecate in
defecating
the middle of the parabola.
Defecating in the midst of a parabola, if you will.
So my butt's covered in doo-doo.
I put my whole butt in the toilet. A tub girl.
Put my whole butt in the toilet and tub girl.
Is it really
I keep
a tub girl
what's her
if
verse?
You're upright, though? I don't know. What would Socrates think?
As I'm walking to the dollar store with one milk and bread. That's what he would say.
Yeah, that's actually Socrates' line.
Milk and bread.
Milk and bread.
Milk and bread.
You said you guys were alright with how retarded it'd be. I went full retard.
Walking to the dollar store for milk and bread. That's like slam poetry.
Did I say dollar store? Yeah, you go to the dollar store for that. Oh man.
He has a daughter. Oh, and is a booby streamer. Double yikes.
Oh, she was trying to hook up her daughter. Okay.
That face when she doesn't know we, I don't even know.
That face when you're not actually a cute little boy. And she can't get with you. That's why she left. She's like, oh, wait, no.
Yeah, that was the only problem.
Yeah.
Yo, where is DJ Christina?
That's a good. Oh, she says she had to go to uni.
Oh, yeah, went to the universe.
That's right.
Inhabited the universe. Okay, there are like 30 people watching and they're not saying anything, which makes me nervous.
AFK, supposedly. Because it's a raid, huh? People just...
If you're fed, raise your hand.
Yeah, there's 30 feds assigned to me. Just me.
Afraid of what? Wait, why are you
afraid?
I've
all got like red dots on my face. At the same time. Like 30 sniper rifles aimed at my head.
At all times, you know, just for safety.
Yeah, what if there's 30 rapists? We would know that. Like, it's completely random.
What?
Like, what if there's 30 rapists in the chat, you know?
That's crazy.
That's, like, crazy.
Another nigga
this bitch the face fuck. I've been like this since the Motorola Razor. What a bastard that baby was. Little mad nigga missing dad, never praying much. Right around the same time as grandmama drank a bunch. Take the bus, take a nigga sip like it was made for me. I got this nigga dash with me, sipping on some maple leaf. I'm only happy when it's static in the air, cause the fair was a fake in me. Living in a scope, hairs crossed like adjacent streets. Dare a nigga thank you sweet. Never be berries and you honey for the bear to sit a tear and eat. Run a nigga pockets like some errands, make it hasty.
Imagine getting banned? Yeah, that'd be pretty funny, wouldn't it?
Hey, daddy.
Imagine going to the dollar store for milk and bread.
Imagine going to the dollar store for milk and bread.
Socrates did that because he was crazy. He smelled like sweat. I'm actually kind of like bread. Socrates because my feet smell horrible and I'm gay. So that kind of makes me like Socrates. You know, I'm kind of like Obama because I... like raping children? No.
What?
Never mind. That's just an Obama thing. That's. Never mind.
Never wear chucks again, thanks to Kamala Harris. What's wrong with Kamala Harris chucks?
I think Kamala? She wear.
Man, that's
chucks.
Like a atrocious, yeah, bodacious name.
What did she wear?
Did
Kamala Harris going to the store for milk and bread?
Yeah.
Hey, Kamala! I'm thinking of like a old Jewish mother.
Her middle name is Devi. What kind of middle name is Devi or Davy? Davy?
Like Levi? Like a combination? Oh, Kamala, can you go to the dollar store to get some milk and bread?
That's a crazy combination, bro.
Crazy combination. Dang, she looks insane! What's wrong with this stinking whore? Imagine she's just farting all the time. Oh wait, I don't have to imagine.
I don't have to.
Never mind.
Well, Harris in 2004 with California Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi.
How is it that Pelosi is 80 years old? Is she just like doing 50 tons of adrenochrome at all times? Dang, how long ago was that? Because Pelosi looks the exact same.
No. No way. This guy's name is. Oh my god.
Joe
He's
Guy
probably
Man
not
Pussy?
Jewish.
Mike
no.
Hunt? Oh.
Dude.
Wikipedia.
Just
Encyclopedia
read this.
Libre. Let me see. In 2007, Harrison City Attorney Dennis Herrera investigated San Francisco Supervisor Ed Ju for violating residency requirements. Ed Ju?
Yeah, he's Irish.
He's Irish, actually.
What?
It's actually a common Irish last name is Ju. Okay, that picture's from 2004?
The Ju family? What? Oh my god, I was right. He's Chinese, dude. His name is Chu.
What?
I cannot believe this. I genuinely cannot believe this, that they did that.
I can't believe you've done this. Oh my gosh, he's Chinese.
So this guy's Chinese and he comes to America and to assimilate, he calls himself Jew.
Instead of Chu. No, wait. Okay.
That's funny.
He was born... He was born Edmund Jew. The Jew family emigrated from China. That is a sentence that exists.
James Jew.
Who arrived in the city in 1913, established an employment agency in 1925 in the Canton Flower Shop. He became a distinguished leader in the Chinese community. Okay. They're not gonna tell me when they decided that they should be Jew.
I guess it's just a bad an unfortunate translation from Chinese.
Fauci is also 80. Yeah, this is just like obvious. They're making it too obvious how much like adrenochrome they're sort of snorting. They're like doing repositories all the time.
What are you talking about?
Yee Yee Ju. That's my name. I'm Chinese. Kamala, come over here.
Is Lotus even here?
No, I'm here.
No, I'm
okay.
I'm here.
Then why are you, aren't you quiet. Speaking?
I'm socially
talking
awkward.
About a lot of important topics here. Pervert, tub girling, Edmund Jew, all sorts of interesting things going on. Give us your two
Dang,
cents.
Kamala's been convicted of sex crimes. That's pretty nice. Okay, what?
Yeah, it's a crime being too sexy.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
The same thing with sexually frustrated. It's because sex is frustrating. and it's a crime because I'm too sexy. Sex crime. What else would it be, dude?
I guess it is.
Dang, Kamala's dad is Donald Trump? That's kind of crazy. No, it's Donald J. Harris, so that's obvious. I don't even need a picture of this guy.
Labias and genitals of the Obama plane.
Yes. Afro-Jamaican? Then what kind of last name is Harris? Exactly.
What kind of last name? What kind of middle name is Devi? Davy?
And apparently he's a Marxist scholar.
That's... David Horowitz, that's her real from the last two names.
Horowitz. Yeah, that's where Harris comes from.
Horowitz. Horowitz. Harris.
Fauci. Yeah, he's probably Italian.
Fauci. Yeah, I bet.
I bet. Yeah, my name, Judaism Linguini.
Fauci just means fake. Doesn't Fauci mean fake in Italian?
Oh no, that can't be.
Fauci.
That's even worse than Frenchman Goldman.
Goldman Frenchman. False Fauci. That's too close. Falsa finto.
Diker Heights?
Huh? Apparently
that's a pharmacy?
Oh, okay.
I guess he was born in Diker Heights. Nice one.
Yeah, okay, Sophia.
So the Yeah, Jewish just becomes Chinese. Now this makes sense. He created biodefense drugs following 9/11. What is a biodefense drug? Restore biosecurity to a group of organisms who are subject to biological threats. Okay, why is that relevant to a plane crashing into a building? I guess we need the vaccine. If they had only been vaccinated, 9/11 wouldn't even have happened.
Mhm. To jest chęć wyrobiska.
And every time I go on Wikipedia, I just look at Jewish people. Inescapable.
Yeah.
Alright, so this was Pelosi in 2004. What does she look like now? It's been how many years? 17? So she, all she does is wear a mask now. Can I see her face? Okay, these pictures, the one Victor sent before, and this one, are 17 years apart. Something doesn't add up.
Ooh. Hmm.
Hmm. I guess there's peak old fart. Look, where you can't get any more, wrinkly, or what's with the pantsuits, by the way? Looks so freaking goofy. Big boobs? What?
Why are you thinking
put on
about
screen?
That?
Dude, like, my screen is so full of, Big Nate books, that it's embarrassing. So I cannot show my screen.
Yeah, then you'd really get banned.
Okay, so Fauci grew up Catholic, but
yeah,
now
just
considers
look up
himself a humanist.
What?
Fauci grew up Catholic, but now considers himself a humanist.
What even is humanism again? What
do you
mean? Being gay. Sounds about right.
Okay, his pharmacy was located in the Diker Heights. Interesting location.
See? I wasn't lying.
Appropriate. Appropriate.
Yeah. It's the pictures on Kamala's Wikipedia page. It's her with Nancy. And then you look at Nancy now, looks the exact same.
Drinking all the baby's blood, probably.
Yo, I just found a picture of Gabby and her family.
What?
Where do you... Yeah, that's crazy.
Why you, who why is that been man right there? That's not my dad, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, getting mad.
So you're not denying
it
that Kamala is your mom and that that's you in the middle.
That's not... No, that's not me. No. That person's like 4 feet tall. I'm like 6.
What Fauci was saying in March 8th, there's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
They all changed their mind.
Mid-April.
Means nothing. Hold on. This is not Photoshop. This is on Wikipedia. Why does Biden look like that? And this was in 2017.
Wow. Did they switch him out?
Did they switch him out? And this one I have to show. For 100,000%. This is so weird.
Yeah. And
he has a huge gullet. How'd they pull that one back?
I guess that's relatively easy.
Facelift. Yeah. Why are they giving a friggin' 76-year-old man plastic surgery? Because
he wants to be president. That's so childish. I want to be president.
He wants to be gay. Wants to be hot for his boyfriend. Who's me? He wants to be hot for me. Biden wants to be hot for me. It's actually a Wall Street Journal article about it. Everyone knows.
Oh, really?
You don't know?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm dating Biden.
Huh.
Okay, here we are.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, and you look at Biden and his gullet's gone.
Literally anything. Yeah, this was the very start of 2017. January 3rd, 2017.
Huge motherfucker.
Gullet. Okay, can we get side profile Biden? Jamie, can you pull it up?
I'm playing Minecraft. Alright, hold on.
No, I'll look for it. Don't worry about it.
I just exited out of Minecraft.
What? Why'd you do that? You're crazy.
Rogan, you know how easy it is to, you know, yeah, get now out he's of Minecraft. All
Rosenvelt, Rosefield.
Yeah, look. Oh, that's so weird, dude. Oh, yeah, they're about to make out there. They're looking at each other so romantically. Nice. I ship them. Can I write a fanfic? Me and the bae when we're about to, like, massacre 10 billion children. Something like that. Up with that, We get the calculation.
That look Bay gives you when he's about to sell your ass to China.
Why does she have that look on her face? Like she's about to try to
suck his
make
penis.
Like she's about to make like a big Nate book. And get straight up drenched.
You're very familiar with that, I guess.
I'll make like a big Nate book and get drenched.
Do you want the wife to say that to you? I'm not sure. I think it goes to like territory.
How about you just make me a sandwich instead?
No, you can just make me a sandwich instead.
Make like a button fart.
I'm gonna make like a button fart. Okay. Dang, everyone in this picture is totally goofy. People are just really strange looking generally. Look at that long black man head.
Looks like a milk dud. Here we go.
He's quite literally a dickhead.
What? What'd he do to you?
No, his head Obama? Is the shape of a dick.
There's nothing in the Constitution about not raping the vice president.
No, there is something about it, and it says you have to do it once a day.
Is that Joe Biden's biography is coming out?
The secret 33rd Amendment. The biography?
Joe
what?
Biden's autobiography.
There's 32?
Yeah.
Obama raped me every day? Is that his autobiography? Yeah, Obama raped me.
Every day.
Every day. His face is just melting in that first picture. It's so unbelievable.
Humanists said that they're similar to Protestantism.
Nice.
Friedrich Emanuel Needhammer? Needhammer.
Needhammer? Yeah, dang, I gotta watch out.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? A meat hammer exactly?
Wait, meat hammer or neat hammer? Do I watch out for my neat hood or my meat? My huge meat.
Yeah, you're... Yeah.
Meat or long, Peter.
Yeah. What would be like, man. Yeah, you gotta combine like names from various cultures into one. So it's obviously fake. Ooh, wow, my stomach is exploding from hunger. Jeez.
Same here.
Ah!
You guys want to wrap it up?
Perhaps it is time for the Great Red Anus to return to its slumber. Don't care.
The slumber of the great red anus. Remember to upload the thing I edited.
Bumble slabber slumber.
And I'll have to.
That's actually my name.
Send Lotus the beats again because I forgot to download them like a black person.
What? Oh, the beats! The music! Ah, that's crazy! Ow!
Yes, please.
Hold up, dude. Haha.
I gotta go back to making some more beats.
You wanna make a beat right now?
It's been a minute. You gonna go make music now?
Oh, maybe. Oh. Uh-huh.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Alright, well, peace, I guess.
Well, I thought you were gonna make a beat on stream.
Nah.
Nope.
Because my bladder and stomach are exploding as usual.
Your bladder's defecating?
Oh. Disgusting. Wait, your bladder is defecating? What? What?
Yes. We are in the midst of a parabola. Time to defecate out of our bladders. I think that's the closing thought.
Yeah, that's good.
Peace.
Ow.
Penis.
Peace out.